Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. How can glacial ice in the Swiss Alps help us understand English medieval economy? Sounds strange, but in the ice are elements such as lead, which was heavily used in the economy.
They cut a core from the Swiss glacier about 80 yards long and contains 2 millennia of fallout from events such as volcanic eruptions, dust storms, and lead pollution. Using a laser, scientists cut 50,000 thin slices, 4/1000ths of an inch thick, to study.
Each slice represents weeks of snowfall and showed that the heyday for lead pollution was the Industrial Revolution, when lead was used in paints, pipes, and ceramics.
The second most active use was during England's medieval period, from 1170 to 1219, and corroborates English pipe rolls, which are records of taxes paid by miners for cartloads of lead.
Researchers saw lead levels dip after King Henry II killed Thomas Becket, a popular Archbishop of Canterbury. Mining slowed and tax collections declined.
A decade later, when Henry patched up relations with the Pope and funded an abbey, lead production and taxes increased to build the project.
Soon it dipped again during the Civil War with Scotland, and again when the Holy Roman Emperor imprisoned England's King Richard the Lionheart.
Since the ice core in the study sat on the north-facing slope of the Swiss Alps, it received England's lead dust brought there by northwest winds over a distance of 900 miles. What a spectacular way to read history.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.